What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, we have gone completely off the rails in this new environment. I told you, the dam of male restraint was going to burst. The chains are broken. Men in this new environment, all they need is the right set of circumstances, and they are going to go on a murderous rampage. Like the man in this article that was updated on the 23rd of January. Termination charges filed against Illinois man accused of offlining his wife and three adult daughters. Gentlemen, this dude went straight mayhem because of what more than likely he was put through. I told you, this year, yeah, all the restraints are gone. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Termination charges were filed Tuesday against a suburban Chicago man accused of offlining his wife and three adult daughters in what police have described as a domestic-related shooting. I'm going to keep saying this. You do not know what goes on behind closed marital doors. Damn what people put on social media. Damn the fronts that they try to have for their neighbors. Yeah, behind closed marital doors, there is so much turmoil going on. But I'm going to keep reiterating this. As long as the man is suffering behind closed doors and taking it, nobody is none the wiser until that man finally reaches his line, until he finally takes matters into his own hands. Mahir Kasim, 63, was charged with four counts of first-degree termination and made his first court appearance Tuesday. Police alleged that he shot four family members after an argument at their home Sunday morning in Tinley Park, which is about 30 minutes away from Chicago. What was the argument about? Offline in the shooting were Maheda Kasim, 53, twins Halima and Zahia Kasim, both 25, and Hanan Kasim, 24. The couple also had two adult sons, including one who lived at the home. Quote unquote, words can't describe how deeply saddened I am at this horrible tragedy, Mayor Michael Glotz said in a statement Tuesday. A mother and her three daughters are gone, terminated in an act of senseless domestic violation. I utterly cannot stand when jackasses put out statements like this. Once again, gentlemen, it's only when you finally reach your line, when you take matters into your own hands, does society acknowledge that there was some sort of problem behind your closed marital doors. Oh, they're the victims, blah, 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 blah. Once again, I'm going to ask the rhetorical question. How much abuse did that man put up with from those four women? Yeah, nobody wants to talk about that. Funeral services were held Tuesday at a mosque while friends held an online memorial fundraiser to build a mosque in honor of the women. The family is of Palestinian descent and Muslim. I'm willing to guarantee you, if these people were over in Palestine, those women would not have been arguing with their father and the husband like they were allowed to by this American system that allows women, that encourages women to disrespect their father and their husband at every turn. Just saying. A day earlier, mourners arranged flowers upright in the snow outside the home and left small stuffed animals. Friends and neighbors noted Maheda's passion for cooking and how all three daughters were intelligent, devoted students. Okay, wait a minute. There was a son there. He was probably traumatized by all this. But once again, no one gives a shit about the men involved in this story. Samah Kwasmia, a Chicago State University professor, taught Halima, who was a third-year student. Quote, unquote, I just envision her in her bedroom studying for the exam they have Tuesday, doing nothing wrong at all, Kwasmia told the Chicago Sun-Times as she stopped by the home to pay respects. In court, prosecutors said the argument was about money, and the couple's 19-year-old son, who was unharmed, was home and witnessed some of the events unfold. He went downstairs when he heard arguing, according to prosecutors. What does that translate into? Well, the son was smart. When shit started popping off, you know what he said? Hey, my name is Paul. This is between y'all. And he left. The daughters were each shot in the head, while their mother was shot more than half a dozen times, according to prosecutors. So, gentlemen, what do you think happened? They were arguing. The three daughters more than likely dogpiled him along with the mother. The son decided, you know what? My name is Bennett. I'm not in it. Well, seems pretty open and shut. The four women dogpiled him, attacked him like a pack of dogs, and got put down like a pack of rabbit dogs. A judge ordered Mahir remained detained until his next court hearing set for February 16th, calling him a safety risk to his son and the public. Oh, here we go. Oh, he's such a monster. Quote, unquote, if he gets his hands on a gun again, there's no telling who he might shoot. Cook County Judge Lindsey Jones said, in my humble opinion, he should be released with bail or on bond because of that statement alone. That shows you the bias that the judge has, interjecting her own personal feelings into the case. Kasim's attorney, Daniel Johnson, with the Cook County Public Defender's Office, had requested Kasim be confined to his home and placed on electronic monitoring, according to the Chicago Tribune. Johnson did not immediately return a message Tuesday from the Associated Press seeking additional comment. Authorities allege Mahir called police and said someone had been shot at the home. Officers arrived at the home to find the four deleted women in the home's lower level. Police took Kasim, who has not been injured, into custody shortly after and recovered a gun believed to have been used in the shooting. Prosecutors allege Kasim made comments to police implicating himself in the shooting, including, quote unquote, "I'm going to jail." Well. Gentlemen, let me reiterate. The dam holding back male restraint has been broken. It has burst and male restraint is flowing out. And guess what? More and more men are no longer restraining themselves with the women in their lives. They truly are not. And yeah, like I said, we're still in January. And the number of men who are just wilding out and taking matters into their own hands, it is ever so much increasing. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution, the problem-solving pistol. And boy, did he solve four of the biggest problems in his life. Psychological impact, I gotta give this a 40. And for the brutality factor, he popped his wife at least 6 times. He wanted to make sure she was not coming back. So I got to give that a 25. So Mahir Mayhem Kasim gets a score of 80. Western women. In this particular case, I'm going to say westernized foreign-born women. You need to understand something. The American system, the American matrix, the American virus that you get implanted with, it is destructive. Yeah. It corrupts you. It turns you against the man who actually wants to see you do well in life. But we live in this matrix that tells women that, hey, you don't have to submit yourself to a man. Doesn't matter how long you've been married in the old country. If you come to the new country, guess what? You get a new, fresh program that says, disrespect your husband. Daughters, disrespect your father. Your father is there to serve you. Your husband is there to serve you. If he's not subservient, he's not a good man. He's not what society deems him to be. Therefore, guess what? You can always come the big zaddy government, and we'll get them in line. Ladies, so many of you keep believing this programming. And guess what? As long as men have no official outlets, as long as men are still told, you know what? Shut up, take the disrespect, keep shelling out money, we'll let you believe that you're still a good man. No. Nope. This environment has changed. More and more men are snapping. And guess what? It's not a Scooby-Doo mystery. It's not a sealed state secret. Men of today are tired. And guess what? Hey, more and more men are simply letting loose. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And Western women, including westernized foreign-born women, get this through your thick skulls, and get it through your thick skulls quickly. The power you think this system provides you is going out. Feminism is going out right along with it, because more and more men, day by day, are deciding that the women in their lives, in this case, even his daughters, are becoming the banes of their existence. And guess what, ladies? Once you've become the bane of a man's life, he's going to take matters into his own hands. He decided, you know what? These four women have driven me beyond my line. So yeah, I'm going to go to jail, but they're going in a casket. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.